بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we talked about the word in the Quran, Abd, and I mentioned to explain to you how the translation of Abd is problematic, the way it is translated as servant, and the reason for that problem, and so on and so forth. And I told you there is another word, and that word is Ayah. The word Ayah. The word Ayah is translated as verse. People say verses of the Quran, verse this, verse that. Now, first of all, to understand why this kind of a translation happens. It happens because many, if not most, if not all of our translators, because they are speaking in English, they also take the cue from technical terms in the Bible, which is Christian technical terms. So in the Bible you have verse this, verse that. So we just take it as verse. I mean, I always tell people, use your intellect. Why do you just take something? Similarly, on a side note, another word, saints. Right? So use this word, saint. Now, there are no saints in Islam. Salihin are good people. There are no saints. Because who is a saint? In Christianity, a saint is somebody who, after they die, there is a protocol in the Catholic Church. And they are supposed to, people will report miracles associated with that saint. The saint came in this one's dream, that one's dream, this happened, that happened. They went to the grave and they worshipped the saint, and this happened, that happened. When these things happen for, and that is the protocol of the Catholic Church, when a certain number of things happen, then the Pope declares so-and-so to be a saint. The most recent, if I'm not mistaken, sainthood that was bestowed was on Mother Teresa. The Mother Teresa from India, from who ran that, you know, did some wonderful work. I mean, we're not discounting that. But she now has become Saint Teresa. There's no such thing in Islam. We don't have saints. We don't have a pope to bestow sainthood on anybody. So the word ayah is translated as verse. Once again, as I said, do a Google Translate and see what Google Translator tells you is the meaning of ayah. What is the meaning of verse? What is the Arabic for verse? Sher. Ashar. Which is what? Shuara, right? Poetry. Lines of poetry. So verse is a line of poetry. Is the Quran a book of poetry? Is there poems in the Quran? So if there are no poems, if there is no poetry, how can you have verses? Now again, not a matter of semantics. Think about this. If there is a verse, if I recite for you a verse of poetry, maybe a nice verse of poetry, you like the poetry, you say, mashallah, mashallah, very nice. Bada achha sher hai. Dubara boliye. Mukarrar. Or you may not like it. Right? So, as far as you are concerned, well, this verse was recited, nice, not nice. But the meaning of the word ayah is what? Is sign. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَا آيَاتَ وَأَشْعَارَ. Did Allah say signs or did He say lines of poetry? آيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said, ayat for people of intelligence. What is an ayah? An ayah is sign. Allah said, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. Now, think about this. As I told you, a verse is a verse. Nothing to be done. But a sign, what is a sign? When you are driving, what sign do you see? Most common signs you see are what? Stop sign, right? So, four-way stop sign. Then you see the signals, red light, green light, blue light. yellow light, right, orange light. So suppose somebody is driving and the light becomes red. He says, oh, wow, fantastic, it looks so nice, the red light. And he keeps driving. What will happen? He'll either kill himself because somebody will knock him, or he will get a ticket. You have a stop sign, and we have on the corner here, the stop sign has got all lights blinking on all around it. It's so wonderful, lovely, it looks like Christmas decoration, no? Nice stop sign, blinking lights. But I am coming into the road, I just drive, no problem. Stop sign, Assalamu Alaikum, stop sign. You get the point I'm saying? A sign has a meaning. A sign is not decoration. A sign has a meaning. When you look at a sign, what do? You say, what is the meaning of this sign? And why are you concerned? Because the meaning concerns you. If I don't understand what is a four-way stop sign, I am going to get into trouble. Because if I don't stop there, complete full stop to the car, then I will get a ticket. It's not a matter of beauty or this is a sign. No. A sign has meaning. A sign points to something. A sign is giving you direction to something. A sign is telling you that if you follow this, if you obey the sign, this will happen. If you disobey the sign, that will happen. Right? So now when you look at the ayat of the Quran, you say these are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are bound to think. You have to start thinking and say, what is Allah telling me? This is not just some tune or some nice, a thing I heard, and wallahi, subhanallah, Shaykh, beautiful recitation. Oh, that is true. But when Shaykh and Allah bless him, when he recites here, he's not reciting to please you, it's not entertainment. We have to listen and say, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. How does it apply to me? What must I do? No? Signs are ayat, are signs, not verses. And think about, reflect on it and say, what is the importance of that? As I told you, it's not a matter of semantics, not just words. This word, that word. No. When Allah is using a word, there is a meaning. Allah said, La ayatil li ulil albab. So if somebody wants to translate, say even this, that same ayatil li ulil albab, take the English translation, there they translate it as signs. Somewhere else they say verse. So you say, now if this is, you are saying sign here, why do you call the other thing verse? I mean, is the same word ayah? How can the same word have one meaning here or some other meaning somewhere else? No. The whole thing to understand about Islam is that Islam is a way of life, our entire life. Alhamdulillah, from the time we wake up, time we open our eyes, when you are born, to the time we die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete framework of reference. If we follow the framework of reference, inshallah, we get a beautiful life in this world and we get Jannah. This is the beauty of Islam. Islam does not say, punish your body, starve yourself, beat up yourself, do this, do that, suffer, and then you get Jannah. No. Enjoy your life. Have a beautiful life. Live comfortably, right? Eat good food. Nobody stops you. Not excess, but within limits. Eat the best, drive the best car, stay in the best house. No israf, right? Don't go overboard. But at the same time, within limits, and those limits are big limits. Alhamdulillah. You're driving a $100,000 car, no problem. But if you want to drive a $1 million car, then it means that you are stupid, because you're taking $1 million and putting it into a depreciating asset. No? I mean, does it make sense? Not even financial sense. So, point being that, therefore, we have to approach Islam and approach the Quran from the perspective of amal. Perspective of applying it in our lives. Then inshallah we get a lot of benefit. But if we just approach the Quran as okay, something to read, and this is the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, story of this one, that one, and then a nice story. No. So I remind myself and you, let us think about this. Let us approach the Quran in the way that the Sahaba of Rasulullah approached the Quran. They took it, they read it. We know the famous story, I'll end with that story of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, who memorized Surah Al-Baqarah in 12 years. So they asked him, why did you take so long? He said, the way we used to learn from Rasulullah, we would take 10 ayat, we would read them, we would memorize them, we would reflect on them, we would think about them. If you had questions, we used to clarify the questions. If there were any ahkam, any orders, any rules in that, in those ayat, we would apply them in our lives, we would live our lives according to them. Then when we were satisfied, we would go to Rasulullah for the next 10 ayat. So the whole focus, even with memorization, is on application of that. That's why we say, there is a difference, if you talk to the scholars, they say there is a huge difference between somebody who memorizes just, anybody can memorize, you can pick up the book and start reading. Between that person and somebody who is memorizing under a sheikh, under supervision. There is a difference between the heavens and the earth. Because when he is memorizing and learning under a sheikh, he is undergoing tarbiyah. He is understanding, he is reflecting, he will be corrected. Not just correction only in tajweed. He will be correction in terms of how he is behaving, in terms of what he understands. And that's why it's very important. If you want to memorize, do that under a sheikh who knows what to do. Right? I'm not saying don't memorize, but by all means do that. But under somebody who has the ability to guide you and to coach you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His kalam and to fill our lives with the khair and barakah of living by His kalam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to the hub and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we lead our lives as was led by Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.